This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We are back here for the third hour of the Sunday night show at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. Taking a bit of a detour, talking about courtroom action and holding government bureaucrats accountable for their actions through their own system. And there's one guy out there who, he's Randy Kelton. He hosts his own show called Rule of Law Radio. I know it used to be on the air on the Austin Pirate Station. Hopefully that'll be coming back at some point in the future. But he's online and it's available via podcast. And I've been aware of Randy's courtroom actions for quite a long time. And it's a pleasure to finally get to meet you and get you on Free Talk Live to talk about this. Because, as I was saying before, there's a lot of people who talk a good game about their theories in court. You're somebody who's actually done the work. You're somebody who's actually gotten out there and tried out your ideas. So you were just getting into, we were talking about filing habeas corpus and then ultimately it all of that being denied. Where were we, Randy?
Okay, we got the highest court in Texas, all nine judges, put in front of a grand jury.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we didn't get them indicted.
Right, they returned no bill.
Yeah. But if you go to the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals with a habeas corpus, you're not going to hear anything about a motion for leave to file. They cut that stuff out, and the kid I filed a habeas for, he was out in 3 days.
Hmm.
They got him out immediately. But you will never get the courts to be afraid of you or public officials. What they will fear is the political cannon fodder you create. And I tell people, you'll never win your case simply because you have the law and the facts on your side. To think so is naive. It is not that way now. Never has been that way since we've had human beings as judges. You win your case if you get the politics on your side, and all politics is local.
Mm-hmm.
That is not a problem. It's only a problem if you don't understand that it's all political. Once you understand that it's politics, this is a whole different venue. You know, we talk to people about filing a bar grievance against a lawyer. If you file a bar grievance against a lawyer, the State Bar Association is going to get that grievance, and they're going to throw it in the trash.
Yep.
And they're going to send you this letter that says, we examined into your accusation.
They found nothing wrong.
Yeah. Find it does not rise to the level of misconduct. Yep. I've already got 100 of them. What most people don't know and what they're not going to tell you is they have a errors and omissions policy. And that errors and omissions policy carrier has this agent, and it is the agent's job to charge as much as he can and avoid paying any claims. Now, the errors and omissions policy guy, he knows that if you file a bar grievance against the lawyer, they're going to throw it in the trash. So how does he gauge his level of risk? By valid bar grievances? They throw them all in the trash.
Mm-hmm.
By the numbers. One bar grievance, your first year of practice, they cancel immediately. Two bar grievances in a year, 1 year of practice, they cancel. Three, they'll cancel your law firm's malpractice insurance.
Hmm.
I once grieved the lawyer for parting his hair on the left. You dirty, rotten scoundrel. And the guy called me, what the heck did you do that for? I said, well, if I had grieved you for what you really did, you might have got disbarred.
Huh.
But it didn't make any difference. That goes against his malpractice insurance anyway. Charged about 20, starts about 25 grand a year.
Really? So even though they're throwing them away, they get counted?
They have to. It's in the contract that if the lawyer gets a grievance, he has to notify his insurance carrier. Because if he doesn't, he's not covered. So if you're paying 25 grand a year for insurance, you don't want it not to be effective.
Right.
So he has to tell on himself. And technically, the one that asked me why I filed that, I could have filed on him for that, because the bar says if someone files a grievance against you, you are not to speak with them.
Oh, wow.
Any communications to be handled between the bar.
The association, yeah.
So if they gripe about it, You grieve them for that. It's like you grieve this lawyer and then you go into court. The lawyer gets up behind his table and you get up behind your table. And it's like you walk over there and kick him right square in his professional pants.
Mm-hmm.
And then come back to your table and he's got to stand there and act like you didn't do it. Second bar grievance, all of a sudden we got a new attorney.
Wow.
Funny how that happens.
That's amazing.
And that attorney costs a whole lot more money than the one before. Judicial conduct complaint against the judge. They do the same thing with it. But the judges all have a bond.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that represents the bond, the only way I've ever heard of getting rid of a federal judge, get his bond rating canceled. If he can't be bonded, he can't sit.
Okay.
Makes them crazy. The state committee, the Commission on Judicial Conduct, they won't do anything.
No, I've seen a filing go out to them, and they kicked it right back. It's a group of judges that runs that panel.
The insurance carrier will. Now, the judge can't say anything to you about it.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing do to you. He can do something to that lawyer on the other side. I had a woman in Colorado complaining about what the judge and the prosecutor's doing in a federal court. I said, have you filed any bar grievances? Well, no. Well, why not? Well, I hadn't thought about it. Well, think about it. What about judicial conduct complaints? Well, I hadn't done that either. So I chewed her out about it. 3 months later, she called me. 25 bar grievances later, 6 judicial conduct complaints. They go into the federal court. There's nobody in the courtroom. And the judge tells the bailiff, you got an extra key? He said, yes. Said, give me a key. And he gives him the key. Take your other key, go out and lock the door. He goes out and locks the door. And he holds up this key, and he said to the lawyers, I'm going to give you this key. This courtroom is yours. You can have it all evening. I'm leaving. But when I come back tomorrow, you will have made Miss Burton an offer. She cannot refuse. I do not want to see her in my court again. Do I make myself clear?
So when somebody files with the Judicial Conduct Committee, does their bondholder somehow find out about that?
Oh, they have to.
Or do you have to inform the bond?
You don't. They do.
Okay.
It's a requirement. They're paying for this bonding for all their judges. If they don't give notice, the contract's canceled.
Hmm.
So they have to tell on themselves. And I have a list
and
of all
And is there
them.
Evidence that they actually do report that? Because otherwise...
No, we don't care.
Okay.
And this is political.
Yeah.
Whether they do or not, it terrifies them.
Hmm.
This is something they hate. This is something I can do with impunity. They really hate it. That mark goes on that judge's career. It never, ever goes away. The fact that he got it. So you got 20 judges here, and all of them want to be appellate court judges. Who gets the appellate court judge nomination?
The one that doesn't have complaints?
Exactly. Even if all the complaints are bogus, it makes no difference. If they appoint this guy and this comes out, they're going to have to explain it. He becomes a political liability. Politics. It's all politics.
Let's change gears. You said that you wanted to tie this in to, you know, this whole holding the government accountable to the blockchain, to
blockchain.
Cryptocurrency, because you're here at the Texas
yes.
Bitcoin Conference. And people might be wondering, what's this guy doing here?
We have a lot of people. We want the government to leave us alone. We want to be free from the big brother government oversight.
Right. And blockchain can help that.
I had the blockchain kicked up under my feet. I didn't come here for any philosophical reason. I came here because I needed a project I could fund without giving away a percentage because I have an elephant in the corner, Thomson Reuters, that can buy out my investors and shut me down. So I needed a way I could finance without giving up a percentage of the business. So I looked at the blockchain. And once I looked at it, it took me about 3 months to wrap my head around it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, holy mackerel. This will change everything. I had someone call me from Australia, and we were talking, and he said how he had been waiting for the American dollar to crash. I said, it's not going to crash. It's going to become irrelevant. The blockchain is going to make the government almost irrelevant. I've been telling people for years who wanted to get their privacy back, say, guys, that horse has been out of the barn for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the blockchain's about to put it back.
Interesting.
Can get us all free and separate from the government and government oversight. Once we put it in the blockchain, nobody can get to it. We have the opportunity to eliminate a whole level of oppression.
I want to hear more about this. Can you stick for another segment?
Yes.
Randy Kelton, we're going to tie this in here to why blockchain can help free people. And this is something we've certainly agreed with here on Free Talk Live. There's more coming up here from the Texas Bitcoin Conference.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are talking with my favorite guest here at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, because I love people who hold the government accountable. And I love people who aren't afraid to stand up for themselves, especially in some of the most intimidating of circumstances, which are when dealing with police and courts. So we're talking with Randy Kelton. He's the host of Rule of Law Radio. You can go and check him out at ruleoflawradio.com. I also want to make sure you know about liberty.menu. So if you're a libertarian, if you're a liberty-loving person, a voluntarist, a liberty-loving anarchist, if you love freedom and you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you ought to get over to liberty.menu and get whatever it is that you do. Maybe you are an events coordinator. Maybe you're a digital content creator. Maybe you're a business owner. There's entries on this map that you can add for you to promote your business to other libertarians, and then maybe they'll come buy something from you. Who knows? Go to liberty.menu. It's free to use the site, so there's no risk here. Just go and get whatever it is you do. Put it up there. You can do more than one entry, and as I say, it's free to go and create an account. It's free to add things to liberty.menu. If you want to throw some money at the site, there are some upgrades available, but the basic level of it is free. So get on over to liberty.menu. You can use code FTL. Get yourself a special Free Talk Live listener badge. Once again, that's liberty.menu. Randy Kelton is here with us from ruleoflawradio.com. We talked a lot in the last hour about the court and holding government accountable, and you were just getting into the world of blockchain and how you've been researching and
yes.
and how you think that blockchain is going to make the dollar irrelevant, which is something a lot of us in the space have been saying for a long time, that we don't need to ask permission for money anymore. It's now in our hands. It's out of the hands of the bankers. It's out of the hands of the state, and it's in the hands of the average individual. This is a huge paradigm shift that I've said before. It's hard to explain to people how important this really is, and I think you were just kind of getting into that.
See, I'm someone who wasn't in that space, and I've been around a long time. It's hard to get me excited. And this took 3 or 4 months of intensive research to get my head wrapped around it, because this is a new area.
Sure.
And we have a lot of really intelligent people developing products for it, but they're your typical geeks.
Yep.
They've got
Thank
all
goodness
these,
for them.
Yep, they've got all these words that they use that they know exactly what they mean.
Right.
But we don't have a clue.
Right.
And I listen to these guys talking to each other, and they're throwing these words back and forth, and it becomes clear that both of them have different meanings for the terms, and they think they know what they're talking about, but they don't. And at this point, they're having trouble converting their technical knowledge into a knowledge that you and I can, as ordinary people, can understand. But that sophistication is coming. And it took me a while to work through it, and once I realized what I was looking at, it was a paradigm shift for me. About the time I thought that all we can do is make an inroad, and I've been telling people, if you and I fix everything, our grandkids are going to have to do it again.
Sure.
It's cyclical. But
the corruption never ends.
The blockchain, that's a whole other animal. It's a whole different structure. The influences that have worked for 3,000 years won't work in the blockchain. The blockchain is the most liberating technology that's come across. All these people who want to get out of the system, who doesn't want the system in their business, and I've been telling them for 10 years that horse been out of the barn for 20 years, the blockchain's about to put it back. We can get our individuality back. We can become the republic of singular, sovereign individuals that we were intended to be.
Hmm.
The blockchain can do that for us. If you don't know anything about the blockchain, look at it, study it.
It's a public ledger, I mean, at its core. It's a decentralized ledger, meaning it can't be taken down, it can't be stopped, the government can't crack it, they can't hack it, they can't, you know, stop it. So how is that going to lead to...
It's a great story.
Yeah.
About 10 or 12 years ago, either somebody upset at the government who worked for the government, or somebody just stupid, put the most super secret crypto technology the government had on a public website. And these two geeks found it. Took them a while to figure out what it was, and they said, holy crap. And they blasted it all over the planet. And then when the government found out what had happened, they arrested these two guys and were going to put them in prison for life. I said, what are you talking about? I got it off a public website. So there's nothing they could do. But this was out of the box. This bell's been rung and the government couldn't unring it.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have a technology that even the government can't break. We can take all of our banking, all of our records, and push them up into the cloud, into the space, protected with a technology. The only way you can theoretically break it is with a quantum computer.
Yep, we haven't seen that yet.
Problem is, we don't have quantum computers yet.
Yep.
And even by the time they get to where they can, you can only, if you scatter all your information in a distributed web, they can only break a hundredth of a file at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So it essentially makes all our records hack-proof. It makes it government-proof. Because no government completely controls the space. They can, anybody can send stuff up in the space. And the federal government, the United States, can control what you send in the space from the United States. But if you send it up there from Iceland,
mm-hmm.
and the government goes to Iceland and say, this guy is giving us a problem, I want you to shut down his URL. Iceland's going to tell him to go scratch. 70% of our income comes from this space. Nobody messes with our space. And unless the governments can all get every government in the world to agree on a set policy.
When's that ever happened?
Good luck with that, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
So until that can happen, any country in the world can be an outlier that can give you the privacy you need and you can get to it from anywhere. So the likelihood of the governments getting control of the space, somewhere between little and none.
Right.
You and I, we have our own space we can go to. Nobody can get to it. Recent story, IRS is after this guy. All his money's in blockchain. They subpoena blockchain.
Well, they got a subpoena.
You can use that subpoena for toilet paper. they finally had to drop everything because they just could not get to his money.
Damn.
If you were in Greece or Turkey when the government shut the banks down,
yep.
they open it back up, half your money's gone. If your money was in the blockchain,
haircut, as they called it.
If it's in the chain, they can't touch it.
Absolutely true.
I'm excited. We're at a point to where the world is going to change. If there was one of these
so
originators...
Just, before you go on, so you would agree then that even though we're 10 years into this, this is just the beginning. And we've just barely gotten this
thing
started.
We're just figuring out how to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is like Apple, when the guy sold his stake in Apple for $800. I forget the guy's name. That would be worth some $26 billion now.
Right.
This is that time. Blockchain, the cryptocurrencies are on the bottom right now. They're not going to get any lower.
Right.
And the technology is becoming sophisticated. All the predictors say 3 to 5 years it's going to increase 5 to 8 times.
Yeah, I mean it seems. I think you're right about this. We're going to continue. Can you stay with me here, Randy? Because
yeah.
You got another thing going on with traffic tickets, and I know everybody's got to deal with that sometimes. So I want to talk about that. We can roll it all into blockchain and all that. Coming up here, it is Free Talk Live on the Texas Bitcoin Conference.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump forcefully condemned anti-Semitism and mourned the victims of a mass shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh. He has ordered flags at federal buildings throughout the United States to be flown at half-staff. Shock and sorrow in the wake of the Saturday tragedy when a gunman murdered 11 people and wounded 6 others before being captured. Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto.
In the next several weeks and months, it will become increasingly clear and increasingly necessary to show our support of the Jewish community, to be behind the community as a whole, and to say that anti-Semitism is not even remotely a thought within this city's borders.
Many others held events to remember the 11 people killed at the synagogue on Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at the Texas Bitcoin Conference with Randy Kelton here. I'm Ian Freeman, host of Free Talk Live. You can go to freetalklive.com. Check out our website. All kinds of cool features there, including the Free Talk Live AMP program. Big thanks to John T. Suter, who's a Free Talk Live amplifier for a long time. He's been giving $5 per month to the show to help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country and bring new internet listeners on board. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a way for you to back up what we do here, and you get some cool perks and benefits that you can learn more about by going to amp.freetalklive.com. And yes, we do take Bitcoin, BTC, and of course PayPal and credit card. ampamp.freetalklive.com. So we continue here with Randy Kelton, as I said, host of Rule of Law Radio over at ruleoflawradio.com. But that's not your only website, Randy. We were just talking about the blockchain, how it's going to and all, it has begun to change everything as far as empowering the individual to take their business, to take their money out of the hands of the government, put it up in a place where the government can't even get to it. And I totally agree with your analysis of this. This is the most important tool that has come across all of our lives.
This is the most important time in our lives. We'll look back on this as the time that the world changed. And it's taken a while because it's so complex. It's a whole new paradigm, and it's hard to get your head wrapped around it. But once you do, you will be way ahead of everybody else. This is an exciting time. I'm here in this space because I've developed a tool, and you can find it at legalearth.com. LegalEarth.io.
LegalEarth.io?
Yeah, LegalEarth.io.
Okay.
And it's I.O. because that's outside the reach of the U.S. government.
All right.
And what we've done is taken the codes and converted the codes into a questionnaire. So if you've been arrested, say, for DUI, you start down these questions. Well, did the officer personally see or hear the offense being committed? You answer yes or no, and it will walk you through the code. You know, you walk into a legal library and you see books and rows and rows of books. I have a picture of the Ohio State Legal Library. It's six stories tall, big foyer in the middle, and on each side is six stories of lines of shelves of books, and it's about 200 feet long.
It's impossible to handle that.
How do you figure out where the law is in this?
Yeah.
So I say to you, okay, is your issue civil or criminal? I just cut that law library in half.
Mm-hmm.
You say criminal. Okay, of the 200 criminal accusations that could be made, which one was it? I just cut that law library by a factor of 200. It gets you down to the specific statute. And it doesn't take much to walk through that statute. This tool will allow you to walk through the codes and not have to know everything.
Is this just for Texas?
I'm doing it I'm here to get the funding so I can convert the entire body of law for the United States into questionnaires.
Sounds like it's a hell of a task.
What this is going to do, it will eliminate the profession of lawyer.
Oh, boy.
And get lawyers to pay us to do it.
Wait, now, how are they going to pay you to do it?
Well, we build this questionnaire. You know, the biggest fear a lawyer has above all else is missing something.
Okay.
Now, you and I, we're just a bunch of ignorant old pro ses. We can go in there and make all the mistakes we want to, and the judge can get annoyed at us.
Yeah.
And he rule against us.
Can't pull our license, though.
The lawyer, if he misses something, the judge can pull his license, can sanction him at his caprice.
Mm-hmm.
His own client, if he wins the case and doesn't win as much as he could have, his own client can sue him.
Hmm.
So when they get that bar card, they become learned counsel. Their biggest fear is missing something. Well, for 800 years, we had a methodology in law. You go to court, you got a scribe there, he takes down what happens in the case, and he marks out the different issues with keywords. It was an encyclopedia that has all these keywords in it. And they take the ruling cases, the predominant cases, and they put them associated with a keyword. So you go down to the library, you take out the legal, take out American jurisprudence, you look up the keyword, and you got 15 or 20 cases that everybody uses.
Mm-hmm.
Lexis came along, or Westlaw came along first, and said, guys, you don't have to be restricted to those 15 or 20 controlling cases. Well, you could search the whole database.
Mm-hmm.
So and now, instead of having 15 or 20 cases you have to look through, now you've got 10,000.
Great.
So a lawyer does a search, and he gets 5,000 hits. How's he going to know which one of those are the best ones? So instead of making legal research better, they made it a horrible mess.
And you got to pay them, too.
Yeah. Ask any lawyer, how many cases do you have to go through normally to find the first case on point? They'll tell you between 50 and 100.
Wow.
I just asked the...
That just means they can bill you more.
Yeah. Well, I asked the second-in-command of North Carolina Bar, have you ever filed a motion or pleading or brief, no matter how much research you've done, that you were confident that the other side didn't find something you missed that's going to wipe the floor with you? She said, never. That's their big fear. So we have this questionnaire. And in this questionnaire, I've got all the points. I've got every element, every case relating to that element, every point relating to that case in this huge map. And everywhere I have a question, I have a folder. So we're sticking an AI engine on the system now to go get all these cases and load them up in these folders by the law that they're referenced.
Mm-hmm.
So a lawyer, instead of going to Lexis and looking up and getting a hit on 5,000 cases to get the first case on point, you just go to the point. And there's all the case law. When lawyers see that, they get really excited.
Okay.
Well, so we give them this questionnaire. It creates an output report that doesn't miss anything. If it ever misses something, we fix it. Someone called into my show and asked me if I knew what a Franks hearing was. Yeah, I heard of it, but I don't remember what it was. So after the show, I looked it up. And I tell this to lawyers. And I said, once I looked it up, I said, holy crap, how could I ever have forgotten that? And the lawyer's thinking, what the hell is a Franks hearing? Never had a lawyer who knew what it was.
Wow.
So it terrifies them. They've been missing this. A Franks hearing is a hearing for the purpose of determining the veracity of a police officer who testified before a magistrate to secure a warrant. So I got this questionnaire, and I say, okay, were you arrested? Yes. Were you arrested for an onside offense? No. Well, were you arrested on an existing warrant? Yes. Do you have reason to believe that the officer who testified before the magistrate to get that warrant lied to the magistrate? If you say yes, it always triggers a Franks hearing.
Hmm.
It never, ever forgets to ask that question. So that point is never missed again.
Hmm.
If there's any spot in my questionnaire where something's missed, we just crack it open, stick a question in, go into the issue, keep going. Never gets
missed. So the idea is the lawyers will value the service, but once it's perfected, they won't be necessary anymore.
Yeah, that's why we're not telling them.
Well, you just told them on national radio.
Well, they're not listening now.
Okay.
You take this lawyer, first year out of law school, he don't know squat.
Mm-hmm.
He takes our evaluation, he's got everything. He comes into court with a lawyer who's been trying cases for 20 years.
And he's better informed.
If this lawyer don't have our questionnaire, this young guy's going to wipe the floor with him. So they're going to have to use it.
Okay, but you're looking for funding to help this, right? The LegalEarth.io.
The trick is, we didn't give this to the pro se.
Right.
He comes into court with the same level of law as the lawyer. So he can have a lawyer, but he knows what the lawyer is supposed to do and how to kick his butt if he don't.
Right. And which is important. If you can't check your attorney and know if they've made a mistake or if they've dropped the ball, then
exactly. You're
at a disadvantage.
Your lawyer's the most dangerous man in the courtroom. He's the one that can throw you under the bus. What this will do is make the law absolutely consistent. And I'm here in the blockchain area to get financing for it. If I try to get regular financing, Thomson Reuters, who owns Westlaw and Lexis,
mm-hmm.
They'll buy out my investors and shut me down. So that's why I'm in this space.
Yeah,
but we get this launched, we will make law equal for everybody.
And more accessible. It's LegalEarth.io. Can we go to traffic tickets next, Randy?
Yes, trafficticket.web.
Because this is something everybody's got to deal with. Hold on. More coming up here. Randy Kelton's with us. It is Free Talk Live at the Texas Bitcoin Conference.
Zencash is now Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Learn more at horizon.global. Horizen.global.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
We
depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, Texas Bitcoin Conference. We're wrapping out an excellent show. Probably going to have some more interviews here, but we'll do them in tomorrow night's show, so we'll put them into to Monday. Because there's still interesting folks to talk to here at the conference, and we've been tied up for the last couple hours here, and it's been a lot of fun talking to you, Randy Kelton, the host of Rule of Law Radio at ruleoflawradio.com. You were also just telling us about some of your other projects that you've got going on, legalearth.io. And now we're going to get into something that a lot of people have to deal with. Nobody wants to. Traffic tickets. You're gonna help folks with this, and I want to hear more about what your plan is to help people with traffic tickets.
Okay, I have a traffic ticket website up.
Trafficticket.website?
Trafficticket.website. I couldn't get com, so I had to go .website.
All right.
You go onto that site, and you fill in the ticket information. You hit submit. It'll take you to a page.
Is this for just Texas or anywhere?
It's anywhere.
Okay.
It's primarily written for Texas, but a lot of the documentation is pretty well nationwide.
Okay, got it.
And you click the button and download all these documents. If you're outside of Texas...
For free?
Yeah, for free.
Okay.
You just look at the documents. If they refer specifically to Texas law, then you don't send those. But we have a motion for preliminary hearing. We have a special appearance, a request for discovery, a motion in limine. Most people don't know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Motion in limine is about 30 pages of questions the other side can't answer, can't ask. We have all of those standard motions that could be filed in any case. Just a whole stack of them.
Yep.
You don't need to know anything about law. Just sign them and send them.
See, I love this idea, because one of the most difficult things with the court and the law is that, you know, as you touched on earlier, the tomes and tomes of information, the codes that are written in a confusing manner that's, you know, that purposefully is obtuse and difficult to understand. People look at this stuff and their eyes glaze over and they don't want to deal with it. They pay the fine and they try to make it go away. What you're talking about here is something that is basically plug and play. People can just do it. File the documents. You're saying there's no risk to filing these things.
No risk. And when the court gets them, the court's just going to ignore them. At least we hope they do. It goes with my rule, never ask a public official to do anything you actually want them to do. Because the court has a duty to determine the facts in accordance with the rule of evidence and apply the law as it comes to him to the facts of the case. If he fails to do so, he denies you in due process. And that's a crime in every state. So when the judge just blows it off, then you file professional conduct complaints against the judge, criminal complaints with the grand jury against the judge, bar grievances against the lawyer, professional conduct complaint against the police officer for writing a ticket.
Now, those things can't be as easy to file, right? Now you're getting more complicated.
Well, they're all pretty easy because it doesn't matter what you put in them.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. You can go to the whoever the agency in the state is who certifies peace officers. They'll have a complaint form. And you accuse the officer of improperly writing this ticket. And they'll say, oh, he did that all right. And it marks his record anyway.
Just because of the accusation.
Just because you may. Because
right.
They,
and this goes back to what you were saying earlier, where you file against an attorney, if you file with the Bar Association, when you file against a judge with the Judicial Conduct Committee. In this case, you're filing against an officer. Who's that get filed with?
An officer is insured under a bond for the agency.
The department.
The department. Yeah. So he gets six professional conduct complaints. Then the bond agent comes to the agency and says, if you keep this guy, we're going to have to raise your bond rating. So what are they going to do? The guy's toast. And when he gets fired because they can't afford to hire him, nobody else will hire him because they'll have the same problem.
Nice.
And the officer knows that. So when you sting him for following policy, he's going to be down to his boss, and he's going to be an unhappy camper. See, you want somebody to go out and write these stupid tickets, you go out and write them. These guys are going to end my career. Politics. The end of the day, it's all political.
Right.
We start doing that to them, these guys will start getting their act straight. When these judges and prosecutors in municipal courts, you can be sure they're not the sharpest knives in the drawer. If they were, they'd be out making the big bucks. They wouldn't be down here grubbing for dollars. And the young lawyers trying to get started. You bar grieve a young lawyer, they're going to go ballistic because they'll get their malpractice insurance canceled immediately.
And they're done.
One bar grievance. And they're going to rail about how unfair that is. So, yeah, guys, life is tough. Deal with it.
Right.
If we're to take our country back, we need a way we can do it. I get a lot of people complaining about, they used to call them sheeple. And I tell them, cut that nonsense out. Got this guy here with three kids, a mortgage, two cars. He's got all he can handle, and you want him to put everything down and spend half of his life researching out your issue. Are you insane? If you're going to research this issue, you need to structure this in a way that an ordinary person could use it and not have to give up his whole life.
Right.
And that's what this is about. You don't have to know anything about law.
I love this, Randy, because like I said before, we've had these self-styled legal experts call the show with all their theories, and it's always, well, I know what I'm talking about. You just need to do the research. Well, the average person doesn't have 500 hours or whatever it would take to, you know, begin to get a grasp on these concepts, many of which are probably wrong anyway that they want you to research, because, again, they want you to try out their theories for them, because most of them have never done a damn thing that they've actually suggested that you do. So trafficticket.website, it's free to use this?
It's free to use, yes.
Thank you for that.
But it is so much fun.
Because this is what I've always said as well. It's like, well, look, if you've got the right idea to beat the system, then you should be sharing it for free to people. If they think it's valuable, they'll pay you for it after the fact. But, you know, a lot of these guys, they're going to teach you the secrets. You just got to pay them up front, right?
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, I want to deliver, when I get to the second part of the traffic ticket site, when I actually get it launched, I haven't launched it yet because I'll launch it with the rest of the system. Until then, it's free.
Okay.
When I build the second part, the second set of documents, I may charge $5 or $10 for a document.
Chump change.
Yeah. Once I got them put together, If someone downloads 10 or 10,000, it don't make any difference to me. Okay. Don't cost me any different. And
you got to pay for the web hosting.
I just got to pay these costs. That's not where my money is.
Yeah.
My money is selling documents to lawyers.
Okay.
And they'll pay me. So I'll get my money there. I use the traffic ticket site so that everybody recognizes this new technology. And when lawyers see that this technology destroys the local municipal courts, they'll pay attention. So I'm not doing this because I'm so generous. It will. I'm trying.
You've
to
got a plan.
The long picture. That I have a. You know, money's not my motivation.
Right.
I came back. I was in court once, and I had filed against the judge, the prosecutor, and the sheriff, criminal charges. And the judge asked me, "Mr. Kelton, why are you doing this?" I said, "Judge, where were you November 17th, 1970? He said, "I don't remember where I was November 17th, 1970. Well, I remember where I was. I was standing 3rd Field Hospital, Saigon, South Vietnam. I was holding my twin brother's hand while he died of gangrene from wounds he got fighting for these rights. Nobody gets them. Not the stinking lying sheriff sitting there. Not that unscrupulous prosecutor, and especially not you." "Well, Mr. Kelton, I'm sorry to hear you feel this way. Will you kick the soapbox up under my feet? You don't get to whine that I stand squarely on it. And I've been on it for 40 years. I've had a purpose of bringing justice to everybody. And when I started, I never really thought I could actually get it done. We may actually get this done with the help of the blockchain, with the help of people who are interested. We could get this done. We could change everything." So I'm excited.
Well, if there's something I can do to help, I mean, like, you know, we got this great platform here, and we've been talking about LRN.FM and getting your show on there, and so we're going to work together, I think, and
if you have investigators or researchers that can research out the specific traffic laws in New Hampshire, you know, all the eastern states, anyone that wants it, anybody who can research this out, I'll build that into the system for that state.
Awesome.
And we'll wind our clocks.
I love it. Randy Kelton, the host of Rule of Law Radio. The website for the traffic tickets is trafficticket.website. Your other site, legalearth.io. I am excited. I love the fact that you sat here with me for 2 hours. Thank you for doing this. And enjoy the rest of this conference, because it's a good one. And I hope, we're going to continue here. I'm going to interview some more people before this day is out. We'll put that in tomorrow night's show. Thanks for listening. This has been Free Talk Live from the Texas Bitcoin Conference.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the
The letters IRS give you anxiety. I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.